With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Looking back on the year in music, music journalists are compiling their top tens and best ofs, but when we spoke with NPR contributor Julie Height and Tennessean music and entertainment reporter Dave Paulson, we wanted to know what defined Nashville's music scene this year. So we asked this question: what did Nashville sound like in 2016?
Well, obviously, I guess it sounded like a lot of things, but, you know, the Grammy nominations a couple weeks ago really drove this point home for me, where you have this incredible contrast of the Album of the Year nominees being four of the biggest names in popular music: Adele, Beyonce, Drake, and Justin Bieber, and then Sturgill Simpson. So while there's this incredible diversity in the music community at large, a lot of the artists, I feel like, that were making waves on that level and that sort of exposure had some sort of ties to country music traditions, be it Sturgill or Margo Price. Chris Stapleton's success sort of carried over into this year. So that's what really struck me, is that there is this undeniable country tie in terms of what's really making waves out there. Maybe in a way that 10 years ago we were looking for the next Kings of Leon or Be Your Own Pet, we're now saying, well, who's going to be the next Margo Price? Who's going to be the next Sturgill Simpson? Keep your eyes on the prize. Everything will be fine. Long as you stay in school, stay off the hard stuff, and keep between the lines.
I've obviously noticed a similar thing looking at even just the people who are performing on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Over the past year.
You're going to bring that up.
I don't want to step stuff, Julie. Well, Julie, for you, same question. Actually, in the way that I originally was going to compose the question for you, I was going to mention Chris Stapleton, Margo Price, Sturgill Simpson, all appearing on Saturday Night Live when they've now really turned towards pop music. You rarely see rock music on Saturday Night Live, and that used to be a launching pad for rock and indie bands. But they do seem to have a taste for whatever you want to call it, but roots music, ties, like Dave said, to traditional country. Is that part of what you've seen from Nashville over the past year?
Well, another artist that falls into the category of what you're both talking about, of course, is Maren Morris. Boy, I've been cooking up one hell of a crush. Got you on my mind the minute I wake up. But I kind of think of Maren Morris more in terms of how perfectly aligned she is with this particular moment. All the different elements in what she does, not just her vocal delivery, but kind of the, like, she can be so casually irreverent in her songwriting and the production, the way that, I mean, she worked with Busby, who straddles country and pop worlds, and it has that kind of, she's so comfortable with the rhythmic emphasis of kind of R&B and pop influenced country right now. It felt so natural. And I think that's why it really just connected with people this year. So I kind of, when I think of the potential there, I think of, I mean, she's just poised for a crossover success without having to change anything about what she does. Boy, I'd be rich, hit the toe pride up, Benz in the driveway, yacht in the water, Vegas at the Mandarin, I roll a giblet, me and Diddy dripping diamonds like Marilyn.
Well, you mentioned crossover success, and that leads me to my next question for you, Dave. We saw a number of releases from Nashville artists this year on major labels, probably as many as we've had in non-country circles, people like Colony House, bands like Coin, but we didn't see those artists necessarily break through in a big commercial way. Have you seen and felt that in a way that maybe is now making its way down to the scene? Are artists questioning, okay, how far can I go with this sound?
I think there definitely is less of a buzz about being discovered and hitting that sort of stratosphere, especially once you get outside of the country and Americana worlds. I feel like there's a lot of artists who are now very comfortable in the niche that they've found and in the space that they've created for themselves. And even artists that are on like major labels, I think immediately of Cherub. So baby, what's your sign? You so an electronic pop duo who met, formed at MTSC when they were students there. They put out another major label album this year. The rapper T.I. is rapping on their single, and it's just sort of quietly, they do great around the country. They're playing Marathon Music Works on New Year's Eve, but they're not necessarily the ones that people are talking about as far as like really doing big things for Nashville.
If you want to hear more of what Nashville sounded like in 2016 from NPR contributor Julie Height and the Tennesseans' Dave Paulson, you can go to our website at WPLN.org. There you will also find a look at a potential breakout star for next year from hip-hop blogger Kiara Gross.